But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Saints of God, when the worship team began to charge us in a line, they began to invoke some depth and dimensions of God's presence. I just want us to pay attention very quickly. Please let's not get distracted. As people come, let them just sit down and be back. Hallelujah. There are some very pressing matters I want to share with us today by the grace of God. And I trust God that the Holy Ghost will breathe fire upon our destinies and set us on the course of greatness in the name of Jesus Christ. Physically, saints of God, clothing. Clothing is an external thing. It's something you put upon your body physically. In the perspective of the carnal man, your clothing is that which you do to cover a part of you don't want people to see. Hallelujah. That's the idea of clothing. Spiritually, Scripture says in Psalm 19, the universe declare your glory, the firmament show forth your handwork. Spiritually, clothing is not an external thing. God's idea of clothing is that the clothing of a being will grow from within. When they give birth to a goat, hallelujah, I hope you know the hair is the cover of the goat. Hallelujah. The hair is the cover of the dog, but the hair that is their clothing grew from within them. Hallelujah. Am I sharing something with us? Their clothing is not a function of something external. It's a function of something that comes from within. Your covering, the idea of glory. Yeah. Did the devil steal any cloth from Adam? Hallelujah. Did he take Adam's clothes? But the result of what happened was that Adam says, I am naked. Where did he lose something from? He lost something from within. Yet, the idea, the consequence of what he lost was physical nakedness. I want to show you something. Stop trying to show up. Stop trying to package. There is a glory that can radiate from inside you. That's the real idea of glory and splendor. Look, cloth is good and all of that. But your real definition of influence is not what men see on you. It's what comes from within you. I'm telling you the truth by God tonight. The true idea of clothing. You go and shave all the hair of a dog and watch it grow back its glory. Your glory comes from something that should grow out of you. The idea, which is also the doctrine of the Pharisee, is an external work. The idea of clothing of the 21st century church. By clothing, I mean your glory spiritually. The 21st century church depends on works. What to do, what people can see. All this, the arm of the flesh. And that is only external. Your glory comes from within you. And so there was something around Adam. There was something about his understanding, something about his mind that made him realize that although no cloth was taken, but he has lost something from within. And that thing that left him from within was enough to make everything out him look like he's not secured anymore. Please, am I communicating with somebody? Ladies, listen to me. Something can come upon you tonight. I'm telling you the truth by God. Keep you within 2 million people, you won't know why they always pick you out. It's not makeup. is a glory that comes from within. The Bible says, out of Zion, the law will proceed. Out of Zion. There's a place where your glory is. We have put energy on the wrong places. We have put emphasis on the wrong places. All of this excellence, organization, very important. But there is a true place where your strength comes from. Scripture says, in the day of thy power, thy people shall be willing. See what it says, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. There is a place, the place where the sun is born from. God asked Job, have you commanded the morning? Do you know the womb? Do you know where the sun, the day is birthed from? And the same scripture is now telling us in the book of Psalms, it says, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The strength, the beauty, the secret of your strength, the Bible says, it's from the womb of the morning that you have the dew of your youth. They that wait upon the Lord, the Bible says, they will renew something called, the Bible didn't say renew strength, it says they will renew their strength. What is this idea of their strength? That strength is somehow described as the strength of a man. Hallelujah. Shall renew their strength. Another word for that strength is called spiritual capacity, stamina. They shall renew their capacity. See the scripture. Scripture says, when your strength fail you in the day of battle, your strength is small. When your strength fail you, it's not God that they won. When your strength fail you, the devil did not defeat God. It's that your strength was small. So what is this thing called my strength? Your strength, spiritual capacity. Keep that the enenche here. Keep that the oyedepo here and put me in their center. Let three of us say in the name of Jesus and watch the difference between us. It's not God, it's our strength. My strength. This strength is what this scripture says they will renew something called their strength. What is your strength? The name of Jesus is as powerful as your strength is. God is not partial. God does not love one person more than the other. It's your measure of strength. And the Bible says when you wait, you can renew something. Not God's strength. God's strength is paramount. Nobody challenges it. But it says you grow your own strength so that you can wield power. Scripture speaking, it says, I have so much I want to say to you, but you can't bear it. No capacity, no strength. There are many kingdom dimensions I wish I can give to you. But when I look at you, no capacity. No capacity, you can't bear it. One thing we are contending for tonight is capacity. When it comes, you don't tell men that I have capacity. Capacity is a proof of your realm. Where are you operating from? Men see it. You don't tell men that God is with me. They see your works. The Bible says they will see your works and glorify. The glory is not your testimony, your works. What are they seeing? Everything you put your hands to do, can they measure works out of it? Your strength, very paramount tonight. Many of you, we have gone and stood before Goliath. We have said, in the name of the God of Sabaoth. And the God says, if it's about me, I'm strong. But you who is speaking, can I ask you a question? The name of Jesus that the seven sons of Sceva called, is it not the same name that the apostles did business with? How come some men call the same name, but their strength is small? When your strength, let me tell you something about that name. The name has no respect for your physical state. Even if a sinner says in the name of Jesus, that name can save you. But when you contend against a demon in a case of deliverance, it's strength versus strength. Where are you coming from? Why are you asking me to leave? And the demon looked at them and saw that their strength is small. How many of us have confronted mountains that looked up? The proof that your strength is not opportune, or rather your strength is not big enough, is that the mountain remains. Don't make excuse for God tonight. Don't say, I know when he wills, he will do it. No, you are the one to do it. Do you know that actually you now are the light of the world? It's not God again. God is not the light of the world. You are. We are so dependent on God to an extent that till today people are asking, Lord, we need divine intervention. There's no divine intervention again. You are the divine intervention. You are the only God some people can ever see. The divine intervention is that Jesus came. Jesus was a picture of the divine. When Jesus was living, he told us that we are now the light. Anywhere there is darkness is because of the absence of people like us. We are now the light of the world. not God again. 1 minute at your seated position. Lord, tonight I cry, increase my capacity. There are some truths that will come. When it comes, the essence of that truth is to open your mind, to make your mind look and say, what can't this God do? Lord, increase my capacity. Increase it. Stretch it. Stretch it. Stretch it. Stretch it. Increase my capacity. Shakos kapada manda lavante lagadaya. So kapandele shekete bonda ladaya. Lord, my capacity. My capacity. My capacity. We are contending for capacity. Lord, stretch me, stretch me. Break the walls of limitation. Increase my capacity. I have heard of you by the saying of the book. Oh Lord, reveal yourself to me. Increase my capacity. The Lamb upon the throne, we hail you, most high. Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne, we hail you, most high. Hallelujah. For this cause, for this reason, was the Son of Man manifested, that he may destroy. For this reason, he's saying this was the purpose of his life. His life was not left to chance as to guesswork. There was a reason behind the life. Could it be that some of you, all you are living for was to confront one giant that has defeated 5 different generations, and prophecies stream forth and say, a man is coming. One man is coming. He will look small. You will not be able to tell anything about him, but he will be a man of capacity. Hiya! Who would have told Goliath that little David can bring him down? I told you what capacity is. Look at what the wilderness did to a man. How did he know how to? Some people think it's just the Holy Ghost. No. David has been doing business with the sling for a while. He has slew the bear with the sling. Capacity. Some of you are still little. Just wait and watch. They brought, if a being is strong enough, a system, a transgenerational oppression has hindered 5 different generations. Some of you don't know why God is taking you through all this corner. You say, Lord, I just want a normal life. Just, I have a car, a nice house. God is saying, is that all life is to you? Don't you know, I don't only want to give you rest, I want to end suffering with your name.
for people to keep giving the story, and when they come to your name, they say it ended with him. He was the one that put a full stop to this wickedness. Your name can be somebody's deliverance, that they called your name and the person said, finally. Let me tell you something. I will put a question to you tonight. Are you the one who is to come, or should they wait for another? That is what God is doing in your life today. Capacity. You go into a wilderness and come back as an epistle, a man full of capacity. Capacity is your strength. Your strength. That's what demons see. It's not your English. Yeah. Hallelujah. When you come before systems, when you come before powers, they don't measure your name. They don't even want to know who you submit under. All this lies is, it's just like we're lying for ourselves in the body of Christ. If you like, wear your father in the Lord's picture, they will slap you. Slap you and remove them. Have you not seen men who want to do deliverance? You want to put hand on a demoniac and demoniac whack the man of God. And then he came and said, I came in the name of my father in the Lord. I will not call any name. I came in the name and the demon. Who is your father in the Lord? The only question a demon is ready to know is, who are you? It's not any other thing. Who are you? What capacity do you carry? That was the question they asked the seven sons of Sceva. Paul, I know you are claiming relationship in the name of Paul. Or they are even trying to make Paul look like their friend. And the demon said, I don't care about any other. Look, even if you are eating with Paul, I don't care. Who are you? I put that question to you tonight. Who are you sitting here? Who are you? Are you still hiding under the canopy of some anointing? I worship with. Who cares where you worship? Who are you? Can they still fly above your house? Can they still orchestrate wickedness over the members of the family? If they can still do that, your strength is small. Because if you fail in the day of battle, you fail because your own strength is small, not God. The God that backs you is great, but God needs men that is able to carry him, carry the dimension of him enough. Look how the church misrepresents God. I came in the name of the Lord of this. Call any name. Demons don't hear English. How many of you know the language of demons are not English? They are older than England. Before language was formed, they were existing. What language then do they hear? They look at your being. Who is this speaking? What level of power does he command? Capacity. That's the language they understand. When you have capacity, any word that comes out of your mouth, the demon knows your emotion. He obeys it. Capacity. This is why when capacity is at work, you don't really need to talk. You walk into a place and systems will shift. Two kingdoms cannot rule at the same time. Capacity. Tonight, I want to provoke somebody out of the comfortability of church. This church idea, I worship with, you are joking. Who are you? That's the question. Who are you? You know, even in the earth realm, when men leave you and you make a boast of your father's money so much, one day they'll look at you and say, for you personally, who are you? Do you know who my father is? Chairman, who are you? Hello. Of your current zone, let me tell you, no matter where you are, there is more. There is a mountain that is making where you are look like child's play. There is more.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary. You will be with child. The child will be of the Holy Ghost. Blah, 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 blah. Pew.
Silence. 30 years. Just talk about the birth. The birth of the child. Pew. Silence for 30 years.
Then one day, they told us that when men were coming to be baptized in the Jordan, in the baptism of John the Baptist, that child they told us about when he was just born is now 30 years and he has joined the queue of baptism. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Normal men like me and you, he has joined the queue. And on that queue, he went and subject. I told us what baptism is. Baptism is the Old Testament picture of what salvation would be. John the Baptist was a forerunner to give a picture, a foretaste of what the Messiah was coming to do. So John the Baptist would take a man, complete man, under the permission of the will of that man, subject the man, immerse the man completely into water. Water was a picture of a revelation of the word of God. Scripture already told us that the washing of the word. Hallelujah. Carry a man, subject him into water, make him lose his identity. That's what subject means. The water covered him. The water took away his former identity. And the man came out of the water, another man. Is that not what salvation is? If I say this now, I pray you have the strength to bear it. Even Jesus had to go through that. John was saying, but you don't need to go. Jesus says, no. For the scripture to be fulfilled, I need to go through this. So that when generations to come will hear it, they will not think of me like anybody different from them. Me too, I went through the idea of salvation. I tasted it. My mind too was renewed. The word of God washed me completely. I rose up another man. I had a past. Somebody is hearing something else. I'm not saying Jesus is faulty. I'm saying that he was trained after the order of the Judaism system. And for him to do a work, the word of God needs to lose his identity. He was immersed. The former man was lost. Nobody saw him for a while. Then they rose up another man. As soon as this man came out, the Holy Ghost says, if I leave you like this, all that was spoken will never come to pass. Let me take you to a place to build capacity. And Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. What do men do in the wilderness? Capacity. Those who don't believe it, scripture says he returned out of the wilderness in the power of the Holy Ghost. Where was this power of the Holy Ghost before? I bring a word of consolation to somebody there. That wilderness you think you are going through, that painful situation that is always making you pray. Now you are saying that you are now a prayer warrior, but it is challenges that is making you pray. Could that mean his capacity God is building? Imagine if you don't even know how much you are praying now until God shifts the season and you realize that, Kai, this time my prayer life has gone up. The needs, the problem, the challenges will keep you up at night. You think you are up at night because of the challenge. No, you are going through the school of the spirits, the school of capacity. This is how God works. Every time God wants to bless his children or change their story or take them higher, he tries them out with capacity, with affliction. Let me show us something quickly. Luke chapter 21 verse 19. Luke 21:19. Some of you, after this meeting, you will find a corner in one place in this hall, and your only prayer will be, Lord, thank you. Now I know why you are not letting me go the way I want. Capacity. Capacity. When you are finished with this new King James Version, you now give me normal King James Version. Hallelujah. At the count of three, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Wait. It's a very sensitive statement. Just give us the scripture before that and the one below it so that we don't just remove something and put it on its own. But not a hair
of your head shall be lost. It's talking about persecution that will come up on the believer. But in all things, God will protect you. Hallelujah. Then the next verse. By your patience inside that affliction, he says the end of that thing is that you possess your soul. What does it mean to possess your soul? Your soul, Jesus Christ. That your spirit can grow to a level. I told us that these three life forms are alive. The spirit is alive. The soul is alive. The body has its own life. The life of the body is biological life. That life is dependent on the blood. When a car jams a person, it's not his spirit the car hits. It's the body it hits. When the body dies, although the spirit still wants to remain on the earth, but the body is the only license that keeps a man on the earth. So that license is lost. So we read it as the man sleeps. Death is not what you call sleep. Sleep is just the failing of this mortal body. The real death will happen when hell itself is taken. And these people of rebellion are taken and cast into the lake of fire. The Bible says that is the second death. This is not death, oh. This is sleep. It's called sleep because it's the same state you enter when you close your eyes. This body becomes unconscious. When you close your eyes and sleep off, you enter this same realm. There is a realm of deep sleep where you don't know what's happening around you. That realm is synonymous to this same thing people call death. Apostle Paul says, I die daily. Through affliction, he says, by patience, something will happen. Spirit man will grow. I told us a man's life will go in the direction of the biggest life form. Among the spirits, the soul, the body, one of these three must lead you. There are people that are led by the flesh. Hallelujah. Why are they led by the flesh? The flesh is the biggest. They don't choose to be led by the flesh. The biggest will automatically bully the rest. As many as are led by the spirits, these are the sons of God. Your own role is to allow the spirit to grow to an extent. By patience, through affliction, he says you come to a place where you will possess your soul. Your soul will come under your authority. The soul will salute the spirit after every instruction. He says at that level, you have possessed the soul. The soul is not giving you his own opinion of matter. When you speak, the flesh comes in authority. The soul also attaches itself and everybody flows. The greatest contention so far is the war within us. It's not the devil. The flesh is in partnership with the devil. Your flesh, no matter how born again you are, your flesh loves some things that are ungodly. And no matter how God's word says God does not like it, your flesh taste does not change. And you cannot in any way convince the flesh. Huh? In a board meeting, you say, please, we have been arguing since. Can we come to a consensus? No. The flesh opinion is forever with the devil. The spirit's opinion is forever with God. There is a clash. The only person that actually is your own consciousness, is your soul. The spirit is not. See, if I say something now, somebody will hear another thing, so I will not say. But the truth is, even that time you say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Can I have water quickly? Is there any other container? Hallelujah. Any other container of water quickly? But it's just only one bottle of water in this whole big place. Don't go and buy anything. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, let me imaginatively give the illustration. Assuming this container is half. Hallelujah. Can we all see it? This container is half and is half filled with water. Hallelujah. We all know there is water that is inside. The same way we know that there is a spirit inside us even before you give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There is something they taught us in Bible school. They said man is a spirit and he has a soul. He lives in a body. Hallelujah. Did they not teach you that one too? I'm very sorry to say, it's not in the Bible. I'm serious. The scripture only says there is a spirit in man. Not man is a spirit. If man is a spirit, man doesn't have the right to live on the earth. God is a spirit, so God cannot operate on the earth.
Man has a body. The body, we always assume that is like a property of man. So they say man has a body. He doesn't have a body. The body is alive. Hallelujah. The sickness that people complain about, it attacks only the biological life. The sickness does not touch your spiritual life. Hallelujah. The Zoe is still there. When a car jams a person, it only hits the biological life. Hallelujah. The body is alive. Man has a spirit inside. So let me put it clearly. Man is a spirit, man is a soul, and man is a body. Is synonymous to the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The spirit dimension of man is synonymous to the Father dimension of God, because that person is a spirit. Hallelujah. The body dimension of man is synonymous to the Son dimension, because that person is a flesh. Jesus is still a flesh in heaven. He resurrected with his flesh. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say that if we enter heaven today, you will see Jesus with his body. His body. He took it away. He didn't leave it in the tomb. They came to look for it. They did not see it. He took this body to give a proof and an everlasting testament that flesh is part of our make, and that this flesh can be humbled one day, that it can come under submission. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus took his flesh to heaven, why are we not hearing that the flesh caused problem here? Somebody, anything that happens, just say, God, this flesh again. This flesh. It's not the flesh. You didn't feed the spirit. You know, flesh can cause problem in heaven. When I say cause problems, people are like, why didn't we hear that Jesus complained that, God, this is flesh. The flesh is telling him some kind of things like that, but he's trusting God for grace. No. He left with his flesh to let us know that even this thing that the average Christian has, look at how people mistreat themselves in the name of I want to grow spiritually. Then you don't take care of your flesh. I know people who think the flesh is their enemy. The flesh is not your enemy. The flesh is you too. The same way God has God the Father, the Spirit. The Bible says God is a spirit, and them that will worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Then we saw another dimension of God called the Word made flesh. And when he became flesh, he was still God. Hallelujah. When he finished his work, he took his flesh. Took it with him. God the flesh. Let's put it that way. God the body. Then, many people will say, okay, what about the Holy Ghost? Now, here we will catch you. You can't catch me. Let me tell you about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the only dimension of the Godhead that has revealed emotions. Scripture says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that the spirit that is in you lusteth to jealousy. Jealousy. Your soul is the seat of your emotions. That's where all your emotion is. And we are seeing a dimension of the Godhead that is revealing emotion. The Holy Ghost is the only dimension of the Godhead that behaves like a woman. Very emotional. You can grieve him. One small attention you didn't give him, he can begin to stare around you to call your attention that I have been talking to you since morning. God, the Holy Ghost, the same relationship to the soul dimension of man. This is what it meant when they said, let us make man. It means every one of us brought a part. Hallelujah. Let us. Father brought his own. The Son brought his dimension. And the Holy Ghost brought his own. And they made a complete being that is a reflection of the triune God. If there was no God the Son, then God will not be God of the earth, because God needs a body to reign on the earth. Let me tell you something. Don't let anybody deceive you. If God wants to enter this earth, he can enter anytime. He has a body. The body is called Jesus. Jesus has appeared to many people in Afghanistan, in Iraq, many places where I have read too many of their testimonies. Face to face, Muslims have had one-on-one encounter with Jesus. And you, a Christian born again since 1992, you have never seen him. A Muslim, one person with a white, once they start, all of them have the same description. Once they start, we just say, it's Jesus again. And the person just stretched out his hand, and something like light entered me from that day. And anytime I enter the mosque, I feel like they are wasting my time. This was all their story. The gospel could not reach that region. People were scared. I beg. Look at how missionaries are now very wise. You just stay around. You claim you are a missionary and you are in the city. What are you doing in the city? that I am an evangelist. Evangelist in the city. Are you joking? I heard something the other day. They said, the great evangelist. I now look, who is the person? He's a very well-fed man living in the city. No.
Now, I'm not saying evangelists are sentenced to suffer.
I'm saying that their scheme of work, the PPA, place of primary assignment, is to carry the gospel unto the ends, to try to pierce into the unreached regions. That's their sole responsibility. Look at evangelists now gathering church. You don't know whether he's a pastor or an evangelist. So he has Sunday service when people gather. On Sunday they call him pastor. Normal day he's an evangelist. To every evangelist in the house, I pray that by God, let the fire of prescription, direction come upon you in the name of Jesus. In your patience, scripture says, the contention is just between the spirit and the body. Among these two, one will always bully the other. And the one that will bully the other is the biggest. And the one that is the biggest is because of who you fed the most. Every of these three life forms has appetite. I wanted to show us something. There is a spirit in man. This is where it gets interesting. Watch carefully, I beg you. Let's assume that the water in this container is synonymous to spirit in this illustration. Man already has his own spirit, and that spirit is an excess of the breath that God breathed into the nostrils of Adam. Hallelujah. Then the Bible told us that at salvation, a man says, let the spirit of him. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, come into me. Hallelujah. We already said water is an illustration of the spirit in this one. Imagine they now took another water. Have a good sense of imagination, you can see a half cup of water, a half bottle of water right now. Those of you that say yes sir, you are lying. It's still full. Okay, that's very light on it. But if you imagine it very well, if you tie it, you will see half. When you see half, now imagine that somebody now took a container with clean water still and poured clean water into this container. And the water now rose and came to this level. Hallelujah. Now you can see that there's two different, separate group of water inside this container. Hallelujah. And I ask you a question. Can you ever separate the water anymore? Hallelujah. Can anybody answer why you can't separate it? Don't worry, it's not. Most of you hate exams. Nobody is failing. There's nothing you can say that you are wrong. Just say anything. Anybody? Huh?
They are the same thing.
Some of you will not clap and you cannot answer. Hallelujah. Yes. They are the same thing, made of the same structure, the same molecular form. There's no way you can separate these two things again. Why? It was spirit that was in you. Spirit also came and poured on top of you. This is the fulfillment of the scripture that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I shared something now. If somebody can see it, you have seen it. Even when you commit sin, the Holy Ghost does not leave you. The presence does not leave. It's fellowship that is affected. God sent Adam out of fellowship, but Adam was still living in the presence of God. It was only Cain that was sent out of the presence. Don't you know that when they drove them out of the Garden of Eden, you thought that the God pursued them from his presence? He sent them out of fellowship because the garden was the church, the meeting point. Fellowship was interrupted, but Cain killed his brother, and God said, Cain, of this day, he says, because he has done blood and the punishment was put upon him. Then Cain says, this day, the punishment you put upon me is too much for me to bear. You have sent me out of your presence. The water has mixed with the water. Spirit has mixed with spirit. Never, ever be able to be separated again. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Some of us think the Holy Ghost is like a person. You think he reacts the way other people react. His ways are higher than our ways. Even when you are wrong, sometimes he's the one that still shows up to try to make amends, to make the relationship start flowing again. You know what sin you committed, yet he just says, Father, in the name of Jesus, and you felt a mighty presence of the Holy Ghost. And you are saying that, Kai, this thing is as though, there's one grace. It's not grace. It's his nature. He is still showing you love in your unfaithfulness. I've seen many ministers that have finished from one corner of fornication and then went to a meeting and say, Rakatekete, something will happen, and the Holy Ghost still moved. And I inquired one day, I said, Lord, what about this person? I saw it. I know the person and I know what happened. I said, what? Is this a mockery to the genuine ones? And the Holy Ghost said, even when he falls, can I share something with somebody? Please pay attention. Even when men insult and mock and underrate you, it is you and the Holy Ghost that they underrated. He takes a part of your shame too. Even when they insult you, when people say, Kai, you are broke, that brokenness, but he takes a part of that shame in it. He is not a person that only celebrates your glory and then exempt himself from your defeat. He partakes in it. This is why no matter how life brings you down to the dungeons, with him, you know one day, the Holy Ghost cannot be locked up in the dungeon. I'm trying to share with somebody that he has been mixed up with your spirit, never to be separated. Can Pharaoh lock up the Holy Spirit? Aya, he was the same spirit that came and rose up Jesus from the dead. If he can bring a man out of the dead, is it poverty he can't bring you out of? Is it sickness he can't shook you out of that place from? I will never leave you nor forsake you. The rain affected our meeting greatly today. I know we are supposed to be on the ancient path. I think the Holy Ghost is giving us more space to brood on this ancient path. Obviously, we can't talk about it again this week. And so, saints of God, the essence tonight is capacity. Capacity. The ability for the Spirit to stretch you. To stretch you. To stretch you. Scripture says, through that affliction, it says, possess your soul. Your spirit man will be so big, so bogus, that he has grown so big that he naturally leads the two. The soul is behind him. The flesh, no matter what the flesh wants, he is forced to obey the leading of the spirit. I show you a way out of addictions, a way out of masturbation, pornography, any addiction, alcohol. All of these addictions are the appetite of the flesh. Let me give you the appetite of the flesh. Food, normal food, rice and beans food. This is why you can't fast. A proof of the size of your flesh is that fasting will be too hard for you. It's not like you can't do without food. It's that the person who is in charge will not permit you to not eat. Yeah. The person who is saying let's fast is the spirit. His opinion has been heard, but the flesh made the final decision. I say, I beg, which fast? By 9 o'clock, he said, open that freezer. You saw your two hands. It was your hand that did like this, but it was the flesh. It was somebody. You will always be led by one of these two. Either the flesh leads you or the Spirit of God leads you. And scripture says only those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are only the ones that are the sons of God. There are many people claiming to be sons of God. They are imposters. They are men led by the flesh and yet speaking that they are sons of God. Only those led by the Spirit, only them are the sons of God. So scripture says by their fruits, you will know them. How do you know a man who is led by the Spirit? The appetite of the Spirit is basically the word of God, number one. Number two, prayer. That's the food. Jeremiah speaking, he says, thy words I have found, and I ate them, and they were unto me health and strength. See? Word. He says, I ate the word, and it was for me health and strength. The word of God is food for the spirit man. The same way the flesh eats rice and beans, the spirit man has his own food. Question, when was the last time you intentionally fed your spirit man just so that he can grow? Do we even have a system of spiritual growth so that the spirit man can be logos. Another food of the spirit, sense of God, is prayer. Prayer is the exercise that flexes the spirit muscle. The same way you can be doing press up and your bicep will naturally begin to grow in capacity. That's what prayer does to your spirit capacity. It gives you stamina, strength. Prayer. I'm just giving us the nutrients of the spirit man. Fasting is how many of you know what road work is? This early morning jog you do basically is to burn fats and clear your ventilation. Hallelujah. Fasting helps you breathe well spiritually, makes you sensitive. Sensitivity. That's these are the tools of the spirit man. So if you are here and your reason for fasting is because one or two was pushing you with cutlass like this and it's near your head, then you woke up and say, no, we have 21 days. The reason for that fast is wrong. The reason for a fast is to build the spirit man. It's not a tool for warfare. People don't fast for warfare. Warfare is a time to review the strength you already have. You don't prepare in war. There's no time to prepare during war. Somebody says, they will hear it today. You have been saying they will hear it and you are the one hearing it. We wake up by 12 o'clock, rakata, by morning you woke up with malaria. They just say, hold this malaria first. Then, in the morning you say, when you woke up, they say, let's hear what he will say. Then you say, his grace is sufficient. As you are saying, so headache just came. It kept headache for you too. Many of you, is that not the story? You want to rise like a kangaroo in the spirit, then one demon just came and clipped your wings. Say, remain here. I knew people who said, 2019, we are going to the kind of fire, the kind of mighty things we will do for God. And the devil says, oh, really? The devil just packaged one lady. 2019, watch night. One strange girl just say, hello. That was the last time we heard from that brother. Only hello over. He's drunk with fornication now. We are still praying that God will rescue him. You know, there's a way you enter sin. The sin will now begin. You know, at first, when you sin as a righteous man, you'll be guilty. You'll be feeling, Lord, I've done it again. Then there's a depth of the sin you grow. You know, there's growth in darkness, but the way you can grow in righteousness, you can grow in iniquity. There's a way you now grow. Then you'll now be enjoying the sin. Like, the sin is, there's no guilt again. When you do it, you now feel so fulfilled and satisfied. Then the knowledge you are now looking for in this level is a knowledge that can help you defend your current position. And say, am I the only one? Am I the only one doing this thing? Say, look, no bring any born again thing. Come, haven't you heard people who talk like that? Were they not once born again? When a person tries to live righteous, the devil just leaves you there and allows you to continue. And so, saints of God, the essence of our discourse tonight is just to help that God will create capacity in us. I know when I speak about some of these things, many of us say, which one is capacity again? Which one be capacity? You will soon know what capacity is when they come knocking at your door. I know many people think life, like, which one is spiritual? This is what the devil wants you to believe. I know many people that the day the devil revealed to them that is real, it was too late for them. No strength. All this while he made them believe that my brother, now wait till you believe, go work for you. Is that true? There is such a thing called wickedness. There is such a thing called darkness. There is Satan. There are demons, and their operations are real. But they are called the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of ignorance, so that they operate in a way that you would hardly, only on rare occasions. The other day, a witch was flying. People have heard witch flying. Say, all this fairy tale again. They fly, oh, they fly very well. A witch was flying during all night in a CAC church, this Christ Apostolic Church. And you know them, you know how they pray with bell and all kinds of things. They were just praying, and before you know, they just heard bam on the zinc. And the pastor paused the prayer quickly. Look, not all men have faith. Pastor paused the prayer.
now called an usher quickly and whispered something to his ear. So the usher now went outside and took a geological perspective of the area. Then he came back and told the pastor that. So all members just saw his own. But they heard the sound. The sound was audible for everybody to hear. After some minutes, they began to hear something like a footstep. Let me ask you a question. What should a man be doing on your roof by 2 a.m.? On your zinc? And there's no ladder, nothing. How did he get up there? Somebody's mind, the devil has so blinded you, now say that, well, probably there was a plane crash. He now fell from the plane crash and landed on top. You just want to still excuse the fact that the spirit realm is real. They came out and found a naked man on the zinc. A naked man with his talisman, what he uses to change. I've seen a woman that her form is a cat. I met her in church. It's not a joke. It was during confession that she said she her own. Let me tell you something about witches. Every witch has a spiritual form. There is a form they operate with spiritually, and that form is not human body. Some of them operate as serpents. They have come to some of your dreams and teared you with that scary form. And let me tell you something. Many of you don't even know your spiritual form. Ha. I pray that this thing I just told somebody now, let God show you who you are spiritually. I showed us some weeks ago, the Lord showed us that we also have horns. When they looked at Jesus, they saw a human being, but they opened the eyes of the apostle and showed him who this person is spiritually, and he saw a lion, the king of the jungle. You go and turn to a serpent, turn to a cat, do anything you want. There is a lion that can humble you. See why the devil also mimics and replicates anything he sees. He too, he went to turn himself into a lion. And the Bible says he is a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. So the lion of the tribe of Judah versus the roaring lion in the world. And the Bible then told us that as he is, so are we. Who are you spiritually? You are a lion. So lions don't run from snakes. It does not work that way. Lions don't run from cats. Lions don't run from birds. Let them turn to anything they want. You just switch to who you are spiritually. That's why you get bold when you pray like that. The lion came alive. When witches arise, day to day, the serpent, the cobra, will provoke and his venom will begin to rise, then become a lion. Don't go there as a man. Have you seen a snake as a man? You will fear. The first time I saw a snake, with these two eyes, I gave myself wisdom. My father said, why didn't you kill it? I couldn't answer the kind of answer I want to give him. So I now found another answer and gave him. And I said, there was no stick. But the real answer I wanted to give him, I said, if you see what I saw, I was just coming, the snake was on the floor. As I was just coming, when I saw it, I squeezed my face. I wanted to do as normal, like I'm a man, I'm muscular and all of that. So as I approach, the snake just charged and he lifted. How many of you have seen an angry snake? It rose from the ground and his side came near my waist. When I saw that, one kind of cold just entered me from my leg. Even the stick I was holding just began to shake. So the next challenge I have now was how to escape quietly. See, may God help you not to see that. As the snake rose, me, I came with my own anger. When he showed me his own anger, the challenge now was how to advance carefully without it launching at me because of the quick move. So I had to now retreat gradually. Like, you know how you show that, look, I don't want problem. Let everybody just go his way. You go this way, I go this way. So the news now got to my father that they saw snake and I was the one who was around when they saw the snake. Why did you kill it? Say, I didn't see a stick. May you not complain about stick in the evil day. Capacity. When this thing grows, I tell you the truth, you will stand before things that other men run away from. And they will say, oh boy, you get hurt. It's not hurt. Even you yourself, you don't know why you were standing. It's just that physically, no matter how you want to explain it, you know that you ought to be afraid of this thing, but somehow
your strength spiritually does not permit you to run. Have you seen situations where you ought to be afraid, you ought to be jittering, you ought to be worried? Somehow you are at peace. And people are asking you, you are not worried. It's your strength that was being revealed in that situation. Your strength was above it. It does not move you because your strength is above it. In conclusion, saints of God, I know many of us are from strange backgrounds, strange ancestry, and certain things have beat their chests and said, well, it can happen anywhere but over our dead body for this to happen. I bring a good news to you tonight. You can rise out of this place as a man of capacity and go back and judge the mountains of Esau. I tell you the truth. Let me tell you something. When affliction, when oppression wants to be brought over the lives of men, the devil will use a man to put them under oppression. When God wants to liberate people, God will use a man to bring them out of oppression. This is how it works. The question only tonight is, are you going to be that man? That man. The time came, they came to put the question to Jesus. Are you the one who is to come? Or should we wait for another? He did not wait for another, but while you are already here, some of you, all they are waiting for is financial freedom for that family. Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another? Are you the one that was prophesied about, the person that they said one day this family will leap for joy again, one day the tears will be dried, one day a man of stamina, a man of substance will come out of us? Are you the one your ancestors prophesied about, or should we wait for another? Many of us, while we are yet alive, the devil has invaded our family, molesting people. He knocks somebody, the person is down with one phone, they just keep complaining about headache. This one, he ties the person with sickness. This one is poverty. This one is yoke. This one is nightmare every day, complaining. All kinds of things. This one is waywardness. She can never leave. Abba. And you are there. You are even hailing yourself at her. The kind of anointing I carry. If you carry anointing, the hallmark of what you carry is that there will be deliverance. There will be deliverance. On Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Some of you, your shoulder cannot even come down again. Say, a prophet has no honor in his home. You are joking. If you are truly a prophet from your house, you don't think they will not honor you. Can I announce to somebody here? Every one of you that will work in ministry, your greatest honor will come from outside. Never expect people close to you to look at you in the eye that people outside see you. Some of them, when they see us outside, they don't even want to believe that I eat normal food. I heard one little boy telling another person that guy that this thing that he, and I knew he's lying. I told us the story on campus then. One guy was lying to another guy that I disappeared. Very, very tempting situation. It was a nice thing I would have loved for myself, but it didn't happen. We were at chapel. I was the prayer band secretary then. We were praying. We finished very ruthless prayer like that. Then I was supposed to go to the hostel. So the guy was now gisting with some ladies. I now came and walked and passed. He didn't see me when I passed. I now entered, took a lift and dropped in front of Danfodio Hostel and entered. So the guy told me that anywhere I am, I'll still be within the chapel. So he felt like he walked very fast, only to arrive at the hostel and met me washing clothes. He said, hey, that the days of the apostles are here again. And he was doing it with persuasion. He says he didn't believe his eyes have seen this thing. He says, man of God, this grace, may God put it upon my own life too. Sir, please, can I be washing your clothes? And as he was talking, I was looking at him. And he was telling another person in my front that this guy just disappeared. This is where the temptation is. I can either keep quiet and say, he's a lost dream. He's God. All glory belongs to God. Even that glory that you think you gave God, you just lied. Because it did not happen. The more I was now saying, you see how the devil can work. The more I'm now saying, no, I did not disappear. He says, sir, even if you disappear, you will not know because it's the Holy Ghost that just took you and brought you. And I remember walking, Many of us, this is where we miss it. The devil will set this trap for you so that you can never, if you pretend about anything, you will never see the real of it. Anything you have faked, you won't see the real. Stay away from all these people who want to force you to fake power. There's no power. Keep pressing. It will come. Surely it will come. You lay hands on somebody, they didn't fall back. Falling is not the test that you carry something. People have received healing without falling. You said, when will somebody fall? So now you are even pushing people's head. You push somebody's head on the person and say, if I come to this church again, may God do me something. Some of you have they not pushed your head like that? They push some of your head onto your neck, the way your neck pain you that day. You say, but what is this? When they push you and you refuse to fall, the man now says, I see the spirit of Pharaoh. Which Pharaoh? You must not fall. Don't fake it, though. If you fake it, you will never see the real again. Never fake it. So, although it was a great temptation, I would have just aligned with it and enjoyed the temporal ego, temporal fame, but it means I will never go in the anointing again. It was a trap. You can see how smart the devil is. Does it look like sin? After all, I say, all glory to God. But no, it was a trap. Little do I know that the next week I'm going to carry a measure of the anointing. That any group, no matter how little, people can tell that God is with you. That we close from FCS on Sunday, Chapel of Redemption, sorry, and a fellow usher with me. I never knew a witch was an usher. Please, ushering team, may God be with you guys. A witch was an usher since 100 level until 300 level. She was attending impartation service, manifestation night, just all kinds of meetings. May a witch not hide under the power of God. You see how all these things will happen? A witch will stay very quiet as though nothing is happening. So, question, did anything really happen? If a witch can survive it. She was there for 3 years. An usher. She always stands at the entrance. You know the door. Entrance. When they finish sharing people, she will make sure she meets one of the other ushers and say, please, can we change our post? Let me stay by the main entrance. No. I told you guys I'm an usher. That's my first duty on campus. I was a bona fide usher. I go and clean the seat. I think Shanda will know the best witness to it. An ushering team and a witch in ushering team. We wear tag. The tag carries FCS, Levi Misaria, usher. Then motto, directing God into his presence. Jesus Christ. A witch was directing people. With a tag, comfortable sitting there, and prayer was going on. Somebody on the stage was saying, Rakata, you know the way they prayed aggressively. And the prayer was not enough to expose that darkness. May our lights be shining enough to reveal every iota of darkness around us. Imagine the kind, some of you don't even know your enemies yet. You are still calling your enemy your best friend. There is a light that will reveal who they truly are. A witch was there with that. After this whole charade, he disappeared. He did not disappear. When God helped me by his grace, and I explained, no, I really didn't disappear, but I'm trusting God for that dimension. We are getting there. So the next week, I actually felt cheated, to be honest. I felt like I was deprived of that ego. Next week, we closed from Chapel of Redemption, Sunday service, and I was coming out. We're walking this way. And I turned, fellow usher, 3 years together. And I turned and I looked at her as soon as our eyes just jammed. Have any of us seen the eyes of a snake before? You know it rotates, right? Hallelujah. Now I'm not joking. If I tell you this now, some people, your doubtful mind will start telling you again. Say, but who jumped with this one again? Just imagine that eye in the eye of a human being, rotating like that. And I was just looking at her. Her eyes was looking at me directly. Our eyes just jam, and I saw that thing. It almost will make you feel like sleeping, like you are dizzy. And it was happening to me, and I just pleaded the blood of Jesus. Jesus. As I did that and I opened my eyes back, the blood of Jesus. As the eyes just jammed, this lady just started screaming and removing her tie like a mad woman. Removing her tie. People were still passing. I was here, she was here. Removing her tie. Have you seen when somebody was going mad, like something is catching them? And she was doing that and she was running around. Damn. At that point, that was where I realized the prayer band, of course, around the place, just quickly monitored the issue and took her to one place. She started confessing. Ah, she has been a witch. She's responsible for the reason why people come late. Some of you think you came late to meeting because of yourself. You just, as you woke up, you now say, I will not go early. You are not the one that said that thing. Even if they ask you that, okay, why won't you go early? You just say, I say I will not go. You are not the one. So, see, there are streams that control men. And she's responsible for late coming. That's her only duty in the chapel of redemption. Late coming. Once late coming is achieved, she has done her work. Late coming. So, just throw. Somebody is feeling very bad already somewhere. But don't worry, you are not under any influence. Capacity. Capacity. That could have continued to happen until, you know, when you grow, you don't even know you have grown. It will be an enemy that will reveal that you have grown. One day, the same thing that used to molest you, you will come and you will rise up again and say, if they will beat me, let them beat me. Then you realize that you beat the thing. Now you now say, ah, really? Then you are not going to wait until another one comes. You by yourself, you now go and look for under trouble and beat that one and say, ah, well, that's how to know that you have grown. There's no announcement that will come and say, we announce. One guy came to tell me that, sir, every year by, is it September, he said that an angel used to come and put a rank on my shoulder. So I'm waiting for September this year. I will get a star. In my mind, I say star. Well, it might be actually that a beam comes to put something on it. But if any decoration, if any ranking is done only as an idea or only responding to time, yearly, it's not out of contention, no season, no test, nothing gave you that right. I tell you the truth, it's not of God. So they gave him that, they put him that and give him the perspective. So if you come around him, the first thing you observe is pride. Pride is like a strong perfume. Takes a step with pride. The other day, if I say him, you will know him, so I won't say anything. But I pray you know him by the Spirit. I pray somebody's mind picture the person I'm talking about. Stay away from such people. Went to minister. I was even the guest minister of the meeting. I was the one that they invited to share the word. When I was done sharing the word, Am I not the one that is supposed to be Jesus? Am I not the one that is supposed to be trying to say I'm busy, I'm so tired, please I want to go quickly and all of that? This guy came and said he wanted to listen to what's going on, and then before you know, after I was done sharing, he just walked up straight to me and said, sir, I've observed two things about the grace of God upon your life. Just spend more time in prayer and we trust God. I'm not joking. Just spend more time and content in prayer. Do you know the secret of Jesus' ministry? And I said, no, I don't really. This is after a powerful ministration. I just came down. This is what he came down to tell me. Do you know the secret of Jesus' ministry? This is somebody I'm older than. And he always wants to tell me that all these small boys in ministry. How old are you? So now says, do you know the secret of Jesus' ministry? And I said, no, I don't know. And I said, tell the Holy Ghost to tell me. I told myself he can never be my friend. Till this day, he keeps telling people that he calls me, I does not pick, we don't. I can't associate with him. Anytime you see pride, know those people are not going far. You associate with them, you end premature too. God can punish you because of a disobedient person that is hanging around you. Look how Jonah can make people lose great things just because a disobedient man entered the ship. Be careful who you associate with. Forget any arrogant person, just pace from them. I know you want to be great, but take it will take them. You will head there. Hallelujah. I want to be on our feet quickly. 1 minute from the depth of your heart. Father, I pray, increase my capacity. Increase my capacity. Stretch me, stretch me. Expand me. Expand me. Expand me. Expand me. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you all the glory. Thank you for all we see you doing. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your word for our life tonight. We pray that it bears fruit downward. We pray that it bears fruit in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Trust you've been blessed by this message. To know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anakazomissioninternational.emi. You can also follow us on Twitter at @anakazo_emi. Connect with us on Instagram at @anakazo_emi. For more of our messages, please visit www.forshared.com. God bless you.